This chapter in Mark's gospel is a really interesting chapter because it starts with the conversation about divorce. And then it ends with this, don't keep the little children from coming to me. And in many ways, at first glance, when you read the chapter, it's like this chapter's all over the place. But then as you think about it and reflect on it, you begin to realize that part of what Jesus is saying in his statement about divorce is that women are not throwaway people. And he's chastising the tendency to make women as vulnerable as they can be in that culture. And the other group that's vulnerable in that culture are children. And so after a while, you begin to realize that part of what's going on here is a continual teaching that Jesus makes throughout his life and ministry, which is that God cares for the vulnerable. And not only does God care for the vulnerable, God expects us to care for the vulnerable. And the place where God will show up is among the vulnerable, not among the positions and places of power. So you have all of the Christmas story is that way, right? Not born in a castle, but born in a manger, among the vulnerable. Not born among the wealthy, but born among the poor, among the vulnerable. There is a theme that is consistent here, which is a quite powerful theme that is often ignored by Christians today. When we're obsessed with our own personal salvation and obsessed with a view of atonement that's all about paying prices for personal sins, we miss other themes in the story, like Jesus's care for the vulnerable and what that shows us about God. I think one of the reasons Nicholas, that marvelous 4th century bishop, was so well loved and has remained such a popular figure is because of his care and concern for the vulnerable. And all of the stories of his life are the stories of someone who is looking out for those who are at risk, those who are in danger, those who are poor. He continually does that throughout his story. And that's, I believe, why he has been so popular. And the story, of course, continues after he dies with the discovery of ointment leaking out of his tomb that gets gathered up and has healing properties and brings miraculous healings to people. All the wonder-working stories, all of them are extensions of this basic tendency to care for the most vulnerable. As I was thinking about this week, I take a look at the collect. I think this is really interesting, right? Grant that your church may never cease to work for the happiness of children, the safety of sailors, the relief of the poor, and the help of those tossed by tempests of doubt or grief. Isn't that an interesting collection? And what's particularly interesting about that collection is that we here at St. Luke's do all of these. That's the thing that I was amused by, right? The happiness of children. We work to have a good formation program for our children, but we also have the Kids Hope program that tries to help children at El Sol School achieve and succeed and feel happy. And Patty is always creating projects and crafts and things for the kids to take home that increases their happiness. It's amazing to me. The Knitters Guild does so much work for the Seamen's Church Institute, which is about sailors, making them nice warm caps and scarves that they can wear when they're out on the sea. Partners, the thrift shop, the diaper bank, relief of the poor, help of those tossed by tempests of doubt and grief, the work that we do when we offer funeral receptions to grieving families, right? The spiritual uplifting that we try to provide in our liturgies. So one of the things that I think is cool is that at first when I looked at this list, I thought, that's a really fun list, and isn't it quaint? It's the kind of list from, you know, 4th century Turkey that you would make. And then I started to think about it, and I thought, wait a minute, we do all of this. And the reason that we do all of this is because we understand there's a theme in the stories of Jesus about caring for the most vulnerable. That's what Nicholas was all about. That's what we're all about. It's a powerful theme, and it's an important part of our faith. And it's worth recommitting every year and every month and every week to caring for the most vulnerable.